this year's Sundance Film Festival kicked off last night. Because of the Omicron surge, organizers canceled in-person events in Park City, Utah. So, as NPR's Manalita del Barco reports, it's now an all-virtual event.
Festival goers were invited to board Sundance's Spaceship, an online site to watch films, attend panels and Q&As with filmmakers, to experience virtual reality performances, and to go to parties. Festival director Tabitha Jackson says this year there are a record number of films made by women, specifically women of color.
These films are dealing with the most timely, urgent social issues in a way that is so cinematic. And some of them are comedies, some of them are horror films, some of them are psychological thrillers.
There are several feature films and documentaries about women's reproductive rights and abortion. One of the films, The Janes, is about a clandestine network for women seeking abortions in the 1960s, before they were legal in most of the country.
I had no other options. I wanted it over with, and I didn't care how it was done. I was that desperate.
There's one documentary about hip-hop superstar Kanye West and another about comedian Bill Cosby, now released from prison after his sexual assault conviction was overturned.
How do we talk about Bill Cosby?
Actress Eva Longoria-Bastón presents her documentary about the rivalry between boxers Julio César Chávez and Oscar De La Hoya. Comedian Amy Poehler directs her documentary about TV's Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. On the slate is a feature by Lena Dunham called Sharp Stick, and one from Isabel Castro called Mija, about a music manager who discovers a new talent in another daughter of Mexican immigrants.
Welcome to LA, baby.
This year's all-virtual Sundance Film Festival runs for 2 weeks. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.